Francine, first of all, I just thought we'd start by looking at your role at Yorkshire Netball. What does it involve?
At the moment, I'm the pathway coach for the 19, 17, 15 age group. So just like delivering on that, looking to go into the tournaments and stuff for the summer term that we've got going on. I came in the role in February, March time when Alex Young went off on maternity leave. So I just kind of picked up the reins halfway through the season and took it from there.
And obviously, we've had the recent news that Rhinos have now got that franchise as well moving forward. How do the pair of you, or will the pair of you, be working alongside each other?
I think we're just going to look at it carries on as normal up until the tournaments are done. So obviously, we've confirmed that we'll go to the MPFL-MPL tournament at the end of July, which is literally like next week, and then the school games, which is an 15 event at the end of August. And after that, there'll be sort of just a transition moving forwards for it to be Rhinos, but I think it won't be too much hassle, or it should be pretty seamless, because the girls will just retrial under the Rhinos name as opposed to trialing for what was Yorkshire Netball Performance Pathway. So it should be a pretty seamless transition, we're hoping.
You've been around netball around Yorkshire for some time, so how tricky was that loss of Jets 2 years ago?
I think it was major. I think what people sometimes forget is that it's not just kind of the athletes that are there at the time or like the infrastructure around that. So yeah, like you said, I've been there for a while. So I was at Leeds Beckett for 5 years, and then I went into a coaching role kind of the year they lost Jets, and obviously players had stayed around who were Super League players wanting to play, and so it just added a lot of pressure on them in terms of travel and stuff. And then for that, the kind of calibre of players that you get applying to go to uni changes. So for a team who were winning books and competing at books and getting a semi-final, then got a different kind of level of athlete coming through because there's not a Super League franchise to hit for. And then obviously it has the same kind of impact on the schools and the clubs and stuff, because they're all fighting out to progress players and make players better with no sort of end goal.
We know the talent's there in the region, so it's nice that there's something finally in the horizon until that Super League return.
Yeah, it should be good. And I think obviously with Rhinos having such a good reputation in terms of rugby league and all the performance sport that they can offer. I know they did a lot with women's sport as well, with having the Rhinos women's team doing well. So it's kind of a good connection to have in terms of moving forward and making it as performance-based and professional as possible before they do ultimately get a Super League franchise in a few years' time.
So you'll still have plenty to do at Yorkshire Netball then? That's good to hear.
Well, I'm assuming so. I'll hope so, but you never know, do you? Netball's always changing, as we've seen this past week.
How important do you reckon the likes of Anna and Mariana and Maggie obviously going to be to drive it forward?
Well, I think they'll be massively important. They've can't let anything go since the Jets lost their place, and I think that's for people to have that kind of passion and that kind of drive without this kind of result straight away. It's really good to keep that involved. I think when they first lost Jets, it could have been where they kind of had to sit back and analyse the situation and thought, no, maybe it's not for us. But they've kind of not let anything settle. They've kept pushing on and kept netball moving forward. And I know Anna's obviously took a lot on this year in terms of Loughborough and done well there to kind of keep herself fresh. And same with Maggie. And they're always looking to make themselves better, which is then going to reflect on Rhino. So I think it's really important for the three of them to still be steerheading when they've been so successful in the past and doing so.
On the other side of things, Team North.
It was a good season for me in terms of coming back and being able to play and kind of playing for my home club as it was. It's just obviously disappointing that it had to end so soon, I guess.
Was it pretty tough?
I enjoyed it. I think I didn't think it, like, obviously, yeah, it was tough, but I think it's, you know, to make it, so you've got to kind of bank all the sessions that you've done in previous years. And as much as it was my first full season out at Super League, it's not like it's an environment that I had before. Like, obviously, being in Leeds when Jets and Leeds Carnegie was around, I've been playing and training against players at that kind of level for a while, and I was a training partner at Loughborough, so was there training with a quality side obviously that year. So it's not as if I haven't been around the kind of program. It's just kind of more the mental preparation, I think, as opposed to physical preparation, that was different this year for me, because it's just trying to keep zoned in, I guess, for the full games when you know you've got a constant battle, as opposed to just kind of gliding through things at times.
What were the fans like? I mean, there were a lot of people that were there week in, week out, and obviously signing autographs at the end of the game. Did you enjoy doing stuff like that?
I mean, I didn't have an autograph until last season, so I just kind of had to make one up on the spot. but the fans were great. They're really passionate, really supportive, and I think they'll be gutted that there is no franchise there anymore, because we did get big crowds for an area that from my experience, hasn't always been the strongest at netball. There's obviously like cliques what enjoy it, but for the size of Newcastle and the North East even, it's never been that popular. So I thought the crowds that we were getting really good, and you always see the same faces and stuff coming week in, week out, and been to a couple of presentation evenings, and the amount of people and things is just phenomenal. So I think that's a massive, that's probably been overlooked a little bit in terms of how successful the franchise was on that respect.
It was a nice squad as well, and the fact that you had people like Ash and then Sophie and Tony and Hayley even, I mean, I could go through the entire squad. What was it like for you being among those kind of players?
I think refreshing for me, because a lot of them I didn't know before. So like I said in previous years, you get to know people well from being around them all the time, but obviously we've pretty much a completely fresh new squad going into the season, which probably was reflected in our results and our play for parts. But we did obviously get better in terms of combinations. But I think going into a new group of people, you always kind of make new friends and new contacts in that. And the best way to do that in netball is just to keep there week in, week out. So I think it was nice to me, and like, you know, probably go back to Australia. So we'll be booking a holiday soon to go out there and have a place to crash. And you always just got to keep contacts with these people because they are close friends. The intensity of the time you spent together is huge. So it's always a good place to be.
And then you're having a bit of a break and then seeing what might be next.
Yeah, I think it's just not too long of a break. I get a bit white line fever, so I have a couple of time out. But it just depends on what happens. Obviously, now there's a massive gap and I'm kind of living in a bit of a senior netball rut at the moment. So I've got Prem and stuff. So I play like Prem for Leeds Athletic and I thoroughly enjoy that. So I'll be back out for them next year. Depends on what happens, because obviously I've travelled a lot this year and I know how hard it is and can be. So it just depends on how the scene sets up.